Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I don't care what anybody says. I think it's cold. It's 62 degrees. You know me. Next stop, Tampa or Tel Aviv? I don't want the temperature ever going below 70. I'm sorry. Said the guy who's sitting here, I kid you not, in a t-shirt and gym shorts. Oh, what a nitwit I am. Do you want to see a great photo of a beautiful young lady in a pumpkin patch? Yeah, you do. So I would urge you, go on Facebook right now, look for Radio Katz, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z, Radio Katz on Facebook. I am slightly biased because this is a photo of my princess, Julia, and she was, she was a little pipsqueak at the time. But it's a great photo, and it's a photo in a pumpkin patch, a whole bunch of pumpkins, and there's Julia. She's sitting in her wheelchair, and Heidi had it in rotation. We have like a television that's sort of like a screen saver mode, and Heidi, because she's Heidi, it's seasonal. She does a lot of work. It really does. And so right now we're in the entire fall season. And this is one of the photos that came up. And I said, oh, can you send that to? Oh, of course I can. Absolutely. And I said, well, I want to share it on Facebook because it's a great photo. And I put it up and I'm just going to share with you. I looked at it and I started crying. I know. But I did. I started crying because I thought, wow, this is a beautiful photo because Heidi took it. Heidi is like a world-class photographer. And the photo is great, and the composition is great, and the colors are great, and there's, I don't know, it's just fantastic. But I'm looking at it, and here's this tiny little kid has never done anything bad to anybody, right? Never. There's not an evil thought in the girl's mind. And she's sitting in this wheelchair. She's strapped in because, well, Julia doesn't know, right? Julia wouldn't know, hey, you're in your wheelchair. Don't go jumping out. Don't go leaning over, right? She doesn't know. And the other thing that struck me as I'm looking at her, and now I personally happen to think that she is beautiful. But I'm looking at it, and the other thing that hit me is that freaking wheelchair. You ever have one of those moments where you think, man, I wish I didn't know how to do that. I wish to this day that I did not know how to assemble and disassemble a wheelchair for a child. It is one of those skills. I would give up that skill for anything. It is not the skill that I was ever hoping to have. But anyway, it is a good photo. I think it, I don't want you to cry like I did, but it's just a nice photo. It's just a nice, hey, we're in the fall time. We got 2 weeks or so till Halloween. We got Thanksgiving coming up. Hanukkah and Christmas are on the way. And I don't know this year if Hanukkah's first or Christmas is first. You know, we work on a different calendar. We got that whole lunar calendar going on. So that's why when we were observing the one-year anniversary of October 7th, I had people reaching out to me going, wait a minute, didn't you tell me about something? You guys were celebrating some holiday last year when this all happened, so that's this holiday now? No, that holiday is not actually happening for another 3 weeks. It's very difficult to explain. But I think the photo that's up there, you'll appreciate. And let me know if you agree with me that Heidi is just an absolutely world-class photographer. She won't believe me. I'm looking at our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. When I talk about Chronic Care of Richmond, obviously talking about Janine Snyder, Brian Snyder, the whole gang, they're great people. And they've been bringing Politics and Pints to us for the last couple Politics and Pints, right? Big time title sponsor. They make sure we've got our text line available to us. It's always great stuff on the text line. Here's a question. Harold in Short Pump says, hey, Jeff, I had a great time at Politics and Pints last night. I have a question for you, though. Does Howard really believe the things that he says? He seems sincere, but he also seems to be of at least average intelligence, in which case he couldn't possibly be so wrong about basic truths. Well, you would be surprised. You would be surprised at how some people can, in fact, be at least average intelligence, as you say, and yet be so wrong about so many things. I've said this about Howard. Number one, Howard is he's a good sport, right? He comes out, and you have to understand, there's a showmanship thing to what we do at Politics and Pints. It's professional wrestling. Everyone's got a part. And Howard's part, he's the result of our internal WRVA DEI policy, right? We have a liberal. And thank God it's Howard. Because, A, nobody listens to what he has to say, and they know that whatever he's saying is going to be wrong and crazy. But he's also a nice guy. That's what I like about Howard. So does he really believe what he says? Great question. I don't know. I'm with you. Seriously, Harold, in a Short Pump, I'm with you. I don't know if he really believes what he says. Because I don't understand how you could. I don't understand how you could say the things he says and still, well, be living here on planet Earth. I had the pleasure of reminding Howard last night that the last time we did this Politics and Pints thing, he was defending his dear friend Joe Biden. Oh, God, it's disgusting. It's like, look, why don't you two guys get a room and let us know later how it's all working out for you. But it was just crazy. And his ultimate defense of Joe Biden at the last Politics and Pints, anybody else remember this? He said, well, Biden's always been an idiot. I thought, well, there you go. I don't know that I'm hiring Howard to do the eulogy. You know what I mean? Like, well, we're all gathered here to mourn the passing of this guy who, as we all know, has always been an idiot. But there you have it. Jeff, 757, says on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I hope you understand once evil gets to hell, they believe then. But it's a little bit too late. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. 804 says, Jeff, you may want to try and listen to the Dersh Show, Alan Dershowitz's podcast. It's not political per se, but deals with current issues. And he's the old style liberal that was reasonable and logical. And with court cases, he knows his stuff more than talking head hacks. Yes, that's why Alan comes on this program. And you're right. The Dersh Show is actually pretty good. It's Alan sitting around Alan, like I'm buddies. Although I do text back and forth with him. And every time I'm texting with him, I make a point to tell Heidi, oh, I don't know what we're doing right now, but I'm busy. See, I'm texting with Professor Dershowitz. All right, I got it. I got it. Very good. But yeah, I'm telling you what, I love texting with him. He's brilliant. Let's see. In reference to Bret Baier's interview last night, I found it revealing that Kamala Harris unanswered all of Bret's questions, yet she stated that the reason for her 3.5 years of non-productivity was because of President Trump. Well, my take on that is if he is that powerful over your entire staff and the entire Democrat Party, they might as well be president because he already has the power. That's Mark and Midlothian. That's a good point. Wow. Let me see here, Jeff. You were so right about the couple of months post-election. Remember what damage Biden did on his first day in office? So just think of him with unbridled power to secure his legacy with the left. Scary knowing his instability. That's Mike in 757. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think it's absolutely true. Jeff, Howard might be a good guy, but he is a total hypocrite. He has never, ever challenged or been critical of his side. Well, that's true. You have integrity and will call out your side. Howard does not. That's Dave. Huh. That's a good point. You know, that is a good point. I don't think I've ever heard Howard question anybody on his side of the aisle. Now, that may be because, you know, Howard's a swamp dweller. That's where he made his money. Howard is inside the Beltway to the max. That's what he did. That's what he does. But again, I got to tell you, just on a personal basis, I like the guy. I really do. I like them a lot. 434 says, Jeff, looked at the picture of Julia. Of course she's beautiful, just as you and Heidi are the greatest of caretakers. God bless you, Graham. Graham, thank you very much. I don't know. Well, Heidi is. I'm not sure about me being the greatest of caretakers, but I'm doing the best I can. And some days that's better than others, right? 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.